a very, very big day in news. What exactly took place?
Well, from all accounts, it was a rocket strike upon, a missile strike upon a building in which several senior Hamas figures were located. We're not sure exactly who have been killed, but it does not appear to, that any of the senior Hamas figures were victims of the attack. Now we're waiting to see what the response will be in practice from the Arab side after, of course, the initial condemnations of the attack.
Yes.
We're probably not going to see that for another day or two, I suspect.
Yes, and troubling too because Qatar has been hosting the peace negotiations. Do you think that might potentially, they might stop doing that as a result of this?
I think that Qatar will probably pause for a while and allow others to carry on, the Egyptians, for example, while Qatar figures out how it's going to coordinate its position with the other Arab states of the Persian Gulf. But overall, I don't think that the relationship between Qatar and the United States is going to be permanently damaged by this. It's an incident that has clearly offended Trump, as well as obviously enraging Arab opinion. But that doesn't necessarily affect the foundations of the relationship, the strategic relationship between Qatar and the United States.
Mm. What about the relationship between the United States and Israel as a result of this? Does it test it?
Well, certainly Trump has been embarrassed. We are yet to see his full statement, but his press conference made it clear that he was taken by surprise by the attack. He tried to intervene using his emissary, Mr. Witkoff, to alert the Qataris to the fact that it was going to happen. And even that was a failure. The attack took place 10 minutes before the Americans were able to alert the Qataris that this was coming. So altogether, it's a shambles as far as the Americans are concerned, and I would be very surprised if it didn't cause a degree of tension between Netanyahu and Trump. On the other hand, the Americans have made it very clear over recent weeks that they are giving Israel an unprecedented level of support and commitment, including through taking punitive measures against the Palestinian Authority and other elements that would normally have at least enjoyed a degree of support from the U.S. administration in a situation like this.
Mm. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has spoken out about the attack, calling it the wrong thing to do. What do you think this will mean for our diplomatic relationship with Israel?
Well, there's been a number of issues running with the Israelis of late, to which we've yet to see any real Australian response. The cancellation of the visas for the Australian representative office in Ramallah is an obvious matter which deserved a firm response from the Australian side, and we're yet to see that. It could be that the government is waiting until it sees the outcome of the forthcoming General Assembly session dealing with Palestine and the Israeli response to that before determining a final government approach. But I would be surprised if the current Australian ambassador in Tel Aviv, who must be coming towards the end of his assignment, is replaced anytime soon. That's an obvious way in which the government can demonstrate its displeasure with the way in which Israel has approached the bilateral relationship to this point.
Yeah. This is, you know, obviously Israel launched a strike against Iran earlier in the year with the assistance of the United States. This is different, though, because Qatar is, of course, an ally of the US and other Western countries. Will there be international law action taking place as a result of this?
I'm sure the Qataris will take the matter to the UN Security Council. This is, after all, a flagrant breach of their sovereignty. It was an action contrary to international law. They have every right to make their anger felt and to receive the support of the international community, including the United States, for a censure of Israel for its behaviour. But in practice, Israel, so long as it enjoys the protection of the United States, feels it has a large level of leeway in which to use its overwhelming military capabilities, not only, of course, as we've just seen in regard to Gaza, but in Syria and Lebanon, as well as the terrible assault upon Gaza that has been continuing despite international condemnation.